Bit of context. What we're going to be seeing today is a presentation, a keynote I gave in Iran in February. I decided to keep it intact and to show it to you as I presented it for a number of reasons, not the least of which is my technical ineptitude. So this is the original presentation, and while that provides the content, there is possibly some other learning for yourself as speakers in terms of the learning curve I went through speaking in a completely different culture with some material that is considered bizarre here, let alone taking it to another language and another culture. So it was a rather steep learning curve, and I was fortunate in being assisted by two very good friends, Aidan Stone, who did my imagery, and Chris Davidson, who made it into a PowerPoint presentation that's all whizzy, and I still enjoy watching it. So hopefully you will too. The content is something I've been studying for over 20 years that I use continually in my work. It's unusual material. Some of it is considered politically incorrect, and I'm only going to be mildly politically incorrect today. It's unusual, and for some of you, it will really get under your skin. People find this stuff really interesting, and then some people go away and they just can't get away from it. It really sticks with people. I'm going to be presenting the material, and I'm also going to be asking if people would be willing to be used as specimens. And the reason being, we're going to look at six different types of human beings. The idea behind this system is that there are six basic models of human vehicle. Each one of us is born into a body that usually combines two of those vehicles. Some people come a lot closer to one than another, and it's really handy to use them as living specimens. If you don't wish to be used as a specimen, and I'm inviting you to the front, just signify that with a little subtle two-fingered salute, and I'll move on. So feel free to just, you know, give me that. The more questions, the more banter, the more interaction we have, the better. I'm extremely flexible. I've got the structure, I've got the beginning, I've got the end. Between here and there, the more you dialogue with me, and that is what actually happened in Iran, the more effective this is. I'm especially interested in the points where I may be describing a type. And when I describe a type, I'm going to do that in a way that is quite cartoonish and exaggerated. And yet some of you may go, I know someone who is exactly like that. If that happens, raise your hand or go ooh, 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 and we'll discuss that. That's where this becomes alive. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of theory. So I'll give you the presentation. I'll make references to what occurred while I was giving this presentation, because there were some interesting moments and there were some great learnings for me. The biggest learning I would say is do your homework, know your audience. And the time and effort I spent doing that really, really paid off. They've already booked me to go back, and I just can't wait. Absolutely fascinating culture. So in order to get across the idea of six different types, which shade one into the other, I had to come up with an image. And sharp intake of breath as we move into what may be the first slide. Woo! It happened. Goodness me. What we have here is a circle, and at six points on the circle are representations of the planets of the solar system. If you know astrology, Myers-Briggs, Belbin, Dianetics, any of those disciplines, they're all fabulous, but forget about them for the next hour and a half. Otherwise, you will give yourself a headache. I operate a yellow card system because I've mentioned the planets of the solar system. If you mention astrology once, that's a yellow card. Twice, you're out the room. I do actually have the authority to eject people. And Brian's my security, so. See if you can take this just as it is in isolation. Try not to connect it to anything else you've ever learned or heard. And whatever you do, do not believe a single thing I tell you. Check it out for yourself. Experiment with it. So we have six planets